Amp Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are
Roll along, Massachusetts here.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Daughter, keeping the heart affected.
Come on, them all.
Feel it's good. Bang, bro.
Where's you know me?
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Amp Radio. This one we'd like to call Smack My Picks Up, Amp Radio's Picks Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I have good news for you. We have the usual cast of characters on this evening, so let's get right into it. We are here to do UFC Fight Night 139. That's right, it's our pick show, ladies and gentlemen. And this one is Korean Zombie versus Yair Rodriguez, which will be held November 10th, 2018 at the Pepsi Center in Denver, Colorado. And just to remind everyone, we are recording Thursday, November 8th. So any odds that we give may be subject to change. Before I get into the show, before I let everybody into the show, I have been promising you, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you who has won 2 weeks in a row. Smack My Picks Up. So let's recap real quickly. For Bellator 206 and Bellator 207, myself, Proteus, and Showtime tied. The last one, Fight Night 138, Tony was the winner with the big wiener, Big Boss Man himself. We'll get to the results of last week's show before we get into the news. So let me break this down for you quickly, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to do the main event, the co-main event, everyone's favorite segment of the night, Spotlight Fight of the Night. And then we've got some news to talk about, Marco. I think that's right. Okay, let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and bring in the life of the party herself. If you don't know her and you don't love her, you will. Because she is one half of the Pam and Sam show. Let's go ahead and bring her in. Pam from North Carolina.
Okay. I said, you all better damn love me because you better. That's why. I missed y'all last week. I was on airport duty, so I missed y'all. But when I started this, my culito.
Oh. Tony did some serious editing last week. Thank you very much, Tony, for doing that. Let's go ahead and bring him in, though, since we're since we're talking about the boss man himself. Let's go ahead and bring him in. It's Tony time, bitches.
Hey, DJ, yes, yes, yes.
It's Tony time, bitches. The problem is, guys, it may not be Tony time, right? It may be Mayweather time. I have no idea who
no, it's
be.
Not. Ah, yes, it is.
Look, Pam, you have nothing to worry about. Let's go ahead and get in the star of the show in. And excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, if I sound a little congested, apparently, as soon as we started this show, I needed to get a stuffed nose. Let's go ahead and bring Marco in. Deep from the heart of Texas. Sparkle from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco, brother.
Oh, I get it. Ow, that hurt. I get it.
What is happening, Marco? How are you this evening? How are things in deep in the heart of Texas?
Yeah, well, it's got cold all of a sudden. You know, everybody went and voted on Tuesday. Whatever your political opinion, don't care about it right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the featherweight division we go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the return, again, of the Korean Zombie. Chan Sung Jung, 31 years of age, 14-4, and on my records right now with a minus 135 favorite against Yair Rodriguez, 26 years of age, 10-2, at a plus 115. Tammy, I'm so glad you're back because last week, I had a major malfunction, and I'm so glad you're back.
Uh-oh.
So that my order of people who need to speak is back to normal. Pam, Ladies first, okay. What you got?
All right, so we have El Pantera Yair Rodriguez. I like him. Oh, my God, if y'all have never seen him fight live, he is fine.
Hey,
and he comes out with some banging tortilla jams. Oh, my gosh, walk-up music. Okay, so he's going against Song Jong, the Korean zombie. This is going to be a fun fight to watch. Hopefully Yair is all healed up and feeling good. And on paper, good fight. Yair has 3 KOs, Korean zombie 4, 8 subs and 2 decisions. Yair has 2 subs, 5 decisions. He's still, you know, still a baby. He's 26 years old, Korean zombie 31. Punching power, kickboxing, has won 6 of his last 10. Lost to Aldo in 2013, and he does have a win over Poirier 2012. But what I am questioning is fight resume. You know, he's been gone. He had, you know, did his service. Thank you for your service. And I'm just looking at his fight resume versus Rodriguez. I mean, he is has won 8 of his last 10. Lost to Edgar in 2017. He also got kind of hurt. 7 of his UFC fights, 12 of those wins are by decision. So, he does all that crazy stuff, but I'm going to pick him a decision on this one for me, please. Thank you. I'm picking El Pantera by decision.
All right.
Decision.
Yeah,
Yair Rodriguez.
Decision.
Roll them R's. Roll them R's.
So it's going 5 rounds in your opinion, yeah?
I believe so.
All right, slobber knocker. Okay, DJ Tony. You're up next.
Yeah, you're Rodriguez
Record
versus
scratch.
The Korean Zombie. There you go. Two guys that haven't fought in a long time. I like Yair Rodriguez. I think this kid could have been a star. I think Frankie took a little bit out of him. I don't think he's ready yet. I still think he needs a little bit more. I think to throw him into the Korean Zombie, a guy that walks forward and has an incredible chin, unless he lost his chin, he's a favorite for a reason. I think I'm going to take Korean Zombie via... I think he's going to finish Yair TKO Korean Zombie 4th round.
All right. Fair enough. Look, like you guys have pointed out, I think the Zombie has fought more recently. I mean, the beginning of this year in February 4th was the Zombie's last fight, and he looked good. I think we were all really impressed with the way that he came back. Of course, Yair coming off of that lot. Oh, sorry. Yair fought in May. So the Zombie has been off a little bit longer. But as you mentioned, DJ Tony, taking that really big loss against a Frankie. Look, guys, this is going to be a good fight. This is the reason why they put it in the main event. Both guys, you know, don't want to give up. I think Yair was scheduled to fight someone else and had to drop out. So he's now getting, I think, in my mind, a tougher test against the Zombie, and we know what happens when the Zombie comes out to fight. You know he's got that military time off for service in South Korea. He's back fighting strong. He's had a lot of time to recoup. I'm also going to take the Zombie on this one. I'm going to agree with Tony. As much as I like Yair, and I think that he, again, Tony, I think you're right. Perhaps we rushed a little bit with Yair, and then I think Yair thought he had a little bit more bargaining chips with the UFC than he did. And you remember that controversy that we had earlier on in this year with, you know, Yair has been let go. He hasn't been let go, yada, yada, yada. I think this is a big fight for Yair. He needs to either look good or win this fight to continue keeping his place in the UFC. I am going to agree with you, Tony. I'm going to take the Zombie as well. I think I'm going to take what you said originally. I think I'm going to take 3rd round TKO KO. Okay, Marco, let's throw to you on this main event because as we know, the only thing that matters is your words. So why don't you go and tell us what you got?
So let's be clear. First of all, we are main event. You know, I was more excited when it was Frankie Edgar versus the Korean Zombie. But be that what it may, it feels like a co-main. I mean, everybody's talking more about the co-main, you know, freaking Perry versus Cowboy, that they're talking about the main event. But it is what it is. So Yair, we saw him last year around May get a freaking stomped by Frankie Edgar. We haven't seen him since. Supposed to fight the monster Saadiq Mohamed Sharipov, and then he didn't want to take the fight, and then he was let go, and then they brought him back, and then he was supposed to fight Sabir again, and then he withdrew from the fight, and now we're here with the Korean Zombie. Zombie, on the other hand, hasn't fought once in the last almost 5 years, because he went off his military service in 2013, served his 2 years, and then he got injured. And then he came back and knocked out Dennis Bermudez. Amazing comeback. But then he got injured again, so he's been a little bit injury-prone attempting his comeback. He's fully 31. He's not old by any stretch of the imagination, you know. He's prone on his physical prime right now, as a matter of fact. I know the mental space of the Korean Zombie. We know what we're going to get. A guy that don't give two shits, keeps going forward. He can take as well as he can dish it. He's really good on the ground. And, I mean, he freaking Dustin Poirier. And he freaking did Alex Garcia twister. He twisted Alex Garcia, for God's sake, the only twister ever pulled in the USA. So his jiu-jitsu is legit. When it comes to freaking El Pantera, I don't know his mental status. He's into too much controversy and up and downs this year. I'm going with the conventional wisdom. I know what I'm getting with the Korean Zombie. He was a contender. I mean, he went with Jose Aldo. The only reason he lost the fight because his freaking shoulder came out of his socket. He was giving Aldo at that time a really good fight, too. So I'm going to pick Korean Zombie, Chan Sung Jung. Welcome back to the contender grounds of the featherweight division. It's going to be on the ground. It's going to be on the floor because if you go to a war of attrition with the Korean Zombie, you most likely are not going to lose the fight. So I'm going to pick up Korean Zombie with some sort of darts or rear naked short on the fourth round, four-round submission. There you go.
Okay, so just to recap, Pam is going with Yair, of course, being the only one going with Yair by decision. Tony going with the Zombie, fourth round TKO KO. Myself going with the Zombie as well, third round TKO KO. Marco also going with the fourth round by submission. Very well done, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. DJ Tony, to the welterweight division we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. As Marco had alluded to in this fight, the talking point right now. Donald, hashtag the cowboy Cerrone versus hashtag face tattoo Mike Perry. That's right, I said it. You heard me. Let me just get their records up. Donald Cerrone, number 12 in the division, 33-11-0 with one no contest. Platinum, Mike Perry, 12-3-0. Ladies and gentlemen, let me get these odds for you real quick. Mike Perry as the favorite at minus 225. Donald Cerrone coming back at us at a plus 185. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, these lines are subject to change. So, Tony, you're next on my list. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what you got here? You got Mike Perry or you got Donald Cerrone?
You know what? Marco said it best, you guys. I know that Yair Rodriguez versus Korean Zombie. Who was Korean Zombie supposed to fight before Yair came in? Do you guys recall? I forgot. I'm spazzing on that one.
Frankie Edgar.
Even then,
Edgar had to fill in short notice.
Yeah, even then, I don't think that was a main event. And I know that people are going to say bigger names, sure. But don't you kind of like the beat that's going on right now with Mike Perry? Although I don't like the whole Ray Borg thing. We'll get into that later. But Cowboy versus Perry, I think someone did Cowboy dirty, even if he doesn't really train at Jackson Wink on a regular basis. I mean, he's been there a long time, so my heart goes out to Cowboy Cerrone. The problem is, what, 30 fights in, and he hasn't looked good in quite some time, you guys? I'm going Mike Perry, and I'm going Mike Perry with a how about second round TKO, Mike Perry.
Okay, so look, listen, before we move off of you, Tony, let's not address the elephant in the room. Weeks ago we did also talk about this feud when it was announced that, you know, Cowboy Cerrone was on the Joe Rogan Experience. He was talking about how he was not a fan of Winklejohn and how they were taking Perry over Cerrone, kind of like how they took John Jones over Hushod originally. He called, Jackson Winklejohn a puppy mill. So let's get into it because You know, Mike Perry has kind of ramped up his social media presence. He's kind of wrapped up his media presence. And, of course, Tony, we know that Cowboy Cerrone had an arm injury, you know, earlier on this year, and we thought this fight might be in jeopardy. So we got your pick. I want you to expand a little bit more on this feud because we talked about it a number of weeks ago, but it has progressed lately. So give us your point of view, and then we'll move on to myself.
Well, first off, I'm never going to go against Ray Borg. Listen, I'm a father too, just like all you guys are, you know, have children. I can't go against Ray Borg, period. So whatever beef crazy Mike Perry has right now with Ray Borg, I think it's the wrong time, wrong place. But I'm sorry, I believe in loyalty. Proteus, you know that. We've gone through this before. There's got to be a little bit of loyalty, and I'm a huge Jackson Wink fan, huge Holly Holm fan, as you guys know. But there has to be loyalty, and when you kick Cowboy Cerrone to a curb, and I get it. He's had his own ranch, his own training gym for quite some time. Perhaps doesn't help out with the training of others, but he kind of has earned that a little bit, right? I'm pretty sure John Jones, guys, isn't there on a day-to-day basis helping others out. So I just think it's the wrong thing. Bring someone in that's maybe controversial, maybe not the brightest person, that just starts swinging his ding-dong. I think you got to be a little bit more loyal to Cowboy Cerrone. So I'm taking sides, and I'm choosing Cerrone on this one.
And just for anybody who doesn't know, and if you need to be brought up to date, Ray Borg was medically pulled out of his fight with, I believe it was Mr. Darius, friend of the show, who has now been moved up to the main event.
Joseph Benavidez. Joseph Benavidez.
Sorry, that's right. It was Joseph Benavidez. You're right. My bad. I apologize. So that fight has been scrapped. Benil has been moved up, as I mentioned. Got the details incorrect. My apologies. And to me, ladies and gentlemen, that was a great fight. And if Ray Borg is not able to fight, again, as Tony said, Ray Borg has been going through some shit lately, and I don't think that it's appropriate for his teammate Mike Perry to attack him like he has in the media. And Marco, when you get to it, maybe you can expand on it a little bit more. But I just don't think it's right. I mean, it seems like Jackson Winklejohn is kind of in some kind of state of flux right now. They know for a long period of time that camp was one of the big camps, one of the camps that I said, you know, Mike Perry should consider going to. And, you know, since he moved there, and I said on the show, like, it's a great move for him. And you know, I can understand, as we've discussed on this show previously, I can understand them, Jackson Winklejohn, taking on Perry and kind of wanting to push him more because he may have more potential than Cowboy Cerrone at this time, as you mentioned, Tony. But again, loyalty is key, especially, I think, in the MMA game. We hear this from time to time coming out from fighters as well. Recently, Khabib Nurmi had said that, you know, this game should be more of a respect game, and I think that's what we need. I think seeing a little bit too much of face tattoo leading up to this particular event. There was a questionable ad that he put out where he was dressed up as a Native American. I don't know what that was about. Maybe we can talk about it a little bit later. Look, I think that to get to this fight, I think that Cerrone may be a little bit outmatched with the power. As we know, Mike Perry has a lot of power in his hands. He's also training with pretty much Cerrone's ex-striking coach. Yes, he may have his own ranch where he does train fighters, and maybe he takes business away from Jackson Winklejohn in that respect. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not on the scenes. I'm not in New Mexico with these guys. Pam likes to talk about when we have a Cerrone fight. Cerrone's, you know, kryptonite is boxing. I'm not too sure if Perry's boxing is that tight that he can keep a talented fighter like Cowboy Cerrone away from him, especially with the kicks. if Cerrone is going to win this fight, he's going to have to keep Perry at distance. He's going to have to use those kicks, whether it be to the leg or to the body. But I do see Perry getting lucky here. I see him getting inside, landing a big shot, and I'm going to go second round TKO as well for Perry. I know, Tony, that doesn't make for great radio because or podcasting because we are doing the same pick, but I think it's a very good choice. I mean, it could happen in the first even if Perry gets lucky and catches Cerrone. Marco, do you agree with us or do you disagree? And, of course, touch on the politics that may be, you know, Wink, Jackson, Cowboy Cerrone. I think Marco Jackson is actually going to corner Cerrone. Why don't you enlighten us?
Okay, so when it comes to Jackson and Winkle John, I kind of sort of like fell off that like storyline after, you know, because Cerrone completely severed ties with Jackson Wink. He doesn't want nothing to do with them right now. And Perry has become a staple of the gym right now. You know, the famous Cowboys and Indians freaking video. You know, the teammates there are backing Perry up, even on social media. So it is what it is, man. Regardless of the freaking politics, a little bit shameful on Perry's part to pick up on Ray Bourque. By the way, shout out to Brendan Chubb because he picked up the tab and paid for the bills of Ray Bourque's kid's surgery. So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm glad that happened.
You like to shit on Brendan Chubb, but you gotta admit that when he doesn't seem right.
yeah, no, I agree. When he said that on Joe Rogan's podcast, I gave him props, and I gave him props on this show for doing that as well.
Yeah, and I'll hopefully saw some prayer for his kid because he got diagnosed with a slight case of epilepsy too. So whatever. When it comes to the fight, dude. Look, Cowboy has lost 4 out of his last 5. He got, you know, handled by Leon Edwards out there on across the pond. And I don't know, they're feeding Cowboy, who is 35, by the way, to these young legends, Leon Edwards, Aaron Peel, now they're feeding him to Perry. And whatever you want to say about Mike Perry, the kid is talented, man. He is a pressure fighter. He will get right on your grill. And historically speaking, Cerrone have struggled with pressure fighters that get right of his grill, you know. Enter
yeah.
Jorge Masvidal, enter Darren Till. Everybody that had actually knocked Cerrone out is because they brought the fight to him. And Perry is just that kind of fighter. Plus, he's been trained by a camp that knows Donald Cerrone pretty fucking well, man. I mean, Winkle John,
mm-hmm.
Jackson, and all the freaking teammates there, they know Cerrone well. So Perry's not going to be surprised by anything. I'm picking Perry. And I'm picking in a devastating fashion. I mean, even though it's in
yep.
Denver, Colorado, I think Perry's going to win by a knockout on the first, and it's going to be a devastating knockout.
Okay.
There you go. That's what I got.
Okay. Yeah, and I agree. I mean, that could happen 100%. Pammy, Marco pointed out, you know, what you have said, you know, pressure fighters, boxing, that's kind of Donald Cerrone's kryptonite. I want you to also to just kind of weigh in again on this Ray Bourque thing, and also give us your pick here, Cerrone or Perry.
Okay. Well, I wasn't up on the Ray Bourque thing. I knew that he had to pull out because of illness or whatever, but I didn't know that there was beef with him and Perry. Because normally I try not to pay too much attention to Perry because
mm-hmm.
he gives me a headache.
Yep. I agree.
I think with Mike Perry, I think he, you know, needs to, I think he's more focused on social media right now than he is on training. Because if you look at what he does, even though he has switched camps, his fighting is still the same. He's still got that tunnel vision where he's going for the knockout. And that's all he looks for is that knockout. So he comes with these crazy flying swings and missing, and keep in mind all of that stuff wastes energy. And anyway, Donald Cerrone, you know, I like him. You know, he's 5-5 of his last 10, and out of those 5, he's lost 4 of his last 5. And as we've talked about, boxing is his bane. But at the same time, Perry, when you put him in with a technical striker, he completely falls apart. I don't know if you all remember his fight with Alan Jouban. Alan Jouban just picked him apart. It was beautiful.
Even his win over
Felder was a split decision. I think that they did Donald Cerrone dirty, and I don't know if that's the latest trend is to do your teammates dirty. I think because a lot of that is going on, but you know, my cerebral tells me to go with Mike Perry, but I'm picking Cerrone on this, man.
Okay.
Cerrone of, I had this up and the cat stepped on here and messed up everything. I mean, so, like, you've got, Perry has losses to Max Griff and Santiago, Ellen Jouban. And again, I question also his fight resume. I'm like, really, who has he fought that's really, really great? You've got Cerrone, he's got losses to Darren Till, Robbie Lawler, Jorge Masvidal, you know, and then wins over Oliveira, Cote, Rick Story, Matt Brown, you know, Yancy Medeiros. So I think maybe that this break from his old gym, maybe that's what he needed, a breath of fresh air to kind of set him back on the right track. So I'm going with Cerrone. What is going to be my method? I'm going to go old-time Cerrone with the head kick. KO, TKO, TKO, and I'm going second round.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, DJ Tony. Let me just recap these, let me comment real quickly, because I think, Pam, you bring up a good point when you brought up Mike Perry against a technical striker. You know, the only reason I think Paul Felder lost the fight against Mike Perry, not only because he was outweighted by Mike Perry, but he also broke his arm in that particular fight and
right.
continued to fight. So I think you bring up a good point, Pam, that, you know, Cabo Cerrone does stand a good chance in this fight. Yes, maybe getting away from all that shit that he was contending with may have been a good thing for him. Good point, Pam. Thank you very much. Let me recap. DJ Tony, Proteus, and Marco all going with Mike Perry. DJ Tony and Proteus going with a second-round TKO-KO. Marco thinking it's going to happen in devastating fashion, first-round KO for Perry. Pam picking Cerrone. And you all know I'm a big Cerrone fan. I just don't know where he's at in his career. Again, we've heard Cerrone out of his own mouth say that he is going to go back down to lightweight after this particular fight. So, again, maybe I don't know where Cerrone's head's at on this one. So that's that. Okay, guys, let's move on to everyone's favorite segment of the night, hashtag spotlight fight of the night. Who's next? Oh, I am. Proteus, what you got? All right, my spotlight fight of the night, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I know DJ Tony, we have friend of the show, Darius, coming up, but I'm not going to choose him. I'm very interested in what Chaz Skelly is going to do here, the scrapper against Bobby Moffitt, of course, who is apparently a shadow figure. But I'm interested in Chaz Skelly. I've got my eye on this fella, 17-2, good record against 12-3, Bobby Moffitt. The Wolfman, apparently. So that's my spotlight fight of the night. I'm actually going to take Skelly here. I think that he's going to be able to get it done, probably get that wrestling game into it. I'm going to go second round, and I'm going to go I know he's coming out of a loss from Jason Knight, but I think I'm going to go, you know, he's got submission, decision, unanimous. I think he's going to be able to get this one done. He's going to go ahead and get it done, second round TKO. Marco, let's throw it to you. Spotlight fight of the night, brother.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the ladies, Raquel Pennington versus Germaine de Randamie.
Okay.
A lot of people shit on de Randamie because, you know, she was a inaugural featherweight champion, and then she didn't want to fight Cyborg and left, and whatever, you know, like all that aside. we cannot doubt that German Durandami is an elite fighter. He's an elite kickboxer, you know.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best strikers in the division, you know. I mean, she, whether you like it or not, on the card, she beat Holly Holm. Paper, you know, Holly Holm is one of the most elite strikers up there. I'm picking the Durandami on this one. I mean, as much as I like Rocky Pennington, she's a very greedy fighter, you know. She's going to try to get this fight to the ground. I don't think she's going to be able to. I think, you know, the Durandami is just going to keep it on the feet and take it apart. I mean, it's going to be not as ugly as it was with Amanda Nunes, but it's going to be technical. It's going to be pretty for the Durandami. The Durandami is going to win a straight 30-27 decision.
Okay. And I was going to bring that up.
Cheap shot.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up too, Pam. Yes, I mean, we have to we have to put an asterisk beside that Holly Holm win cheating.
Mm-hmm,
but we also
exactly.
we also have to say that, you know, Pennington took a lot of damage, right, Marco? And her last fight, like you said, against Nunes, and
yep.
we have to see what that damage is, if it's going to hold up. You know, we know the Red Dragon, Rory. He's been having some problems with his nose too. So I mean, maybe that comes up again. Marco, do you think that's going to play a factor here?
It's like nobody's ever going to doubt Rocky Pennington's heart and determination.
Of course
not. She's a greedy fighter, but on the technical aspect, she's going to get out done. And that's what I pick in the decision. I don't think she's going to get knocked out because Rocky Pennington is too tough for her own good sometimes, and that's why it's going to go all three rounds. It's going to affect. I don't think she's getting knocked out. I don't think she's going to back up because, like I said, she got hard 4 days. But technically speaking, Durandami is way superior in the feet than Rocky Pennington probably ever will be.
All right, Pam, spotlight for the night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to pick Chaz Kelly, but I am going with Luis Peña, Violent Bob Ross, and Michael Chisano. I think this is going to be a fun fight. Paper, you know, 5-0 versus 7-0. Luis Pena, 6'3" versus Chisano, who's 5'11". He has a three-inch reach advantage, and I'm going to take Pena with the first round submission.
Okay, and just to clarify, the UFC website has Chisano at 8-0 against Pena at 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you get Tony?
Oh, they have it.
Night,
okay,
please.
Yeah. What did I get? 7.
It's
I think
okay.
Sure Dog has him at 7. Why is that?
Okay.
Why do they do that?
Okay. I don't know. I just wanted to clarify for the listeners. Tony, what you got?
We will not hear Careless Whisper tonight because I will not choose the lovely Macy Barber. I can't do it. My favorite fighter, and this guy has been my favorite fighter well before I met him. You know, they say don't meet people you like because they often will let you down. This guy was about the classiest fighter I've ever met. He and Phil Davis. I'm going with my boy, Beneil Dariush. He's going to straighten things out, hopefully. So I'm picking Beneil Dariush, guys, with a second round choke over Thiago Moises. So I'm picking 29-year-old Beneil Dariush, friend to the show, and my favorite fighter.
Yeah. Messing around one more time, please. Sub.
Second round submission, rear naked choke. Beneil Dariush.
Okay, and DJ Tony, I know that you have an honorable mention, so why don't you go ahead and give us that now? Cue the music.
You know, Proteus, I'm not going to fall into that trap because we know what we want. You want me to say and just talk about the hot chicks, and I'm not going to go there. Damn it, Proteus, you made me do it. We will go to the women's strawweight we go. Ashley, the spider monkey Yoder, will fight Junkie Nation favorite, and one hell of a deep voice, Amanda Bobby Cooper. You can't go wrong with any of these photos.
Pepper.
Look them up. What's that, Marco?
Amanda Bobby Cooper with a nasty ex-husband.
That's damn right.
Okay, thank you very much, DJ Tony. I just wanted to let the music run a little bit longer there. Okay, guys.
Before you go to the next
go ahead.
Team, when it comes to Sherdog, I don't think Jordan Breen is running the fighter profiles anymore. I don't know who is editing that portion because a lot of stuff is been getting left out lately on the fighter profiles, you know, records and stuff, are not being as accurate as they used to be. You know, Jordan Breen is working for SiriusXM, and also for taking a I forgot his name. DJ Dos Santos on his new podcast network. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sometimes Sure Dog been slipping. You know what I mean? It's not the first time that the records are wrong on Sure Dog. Unfortunately,
no, Sherdog doesn't get the radio network anymore. They have left a lot of talent go. So, yeah, I don't know what the hell the people that own Sherdog are doing. They're gonna obliterate that website, man.
Okay, guys, before we move on to the news and notes, I wanted to give credit where credit is due for last week's win. Tony, you don't need to remind me to do it because I put it in the show notes. Thank you, Jesus. I had to write down odds with a question mark, and I also had to write down, give Tony credit where credit is due. 2 weeks in a row, ladies and gentlemen, Tony has won. Thank you very much, DJ Tony. And it came down, I'm going to be honest with you guys, it came down to Tony's spotlight fight of the night last week. Tony did take Lyman Good. He did not get the method right, but he, you know, separated it himself. Marco.
That'd be horrible.
Marco had the worst week last week. He only got 2 points last week, Proteus and Pam.
Boo to me, too. Boo me. Boo. I sucked last week.
Yeah, you had a bad week last week. Yeah. Anyways, so Tony, congratulations.
F- you.
Congratulations. 2 weeks winner. Congratulations, Tony. You got something to say? You want to gloat even more than you already have?
You know, I have to give Pam credit because Pam of recent was doing extremely well. She made me step up. So, Pam, kudos to you.
Yep.
Shout out to Pam.
You're riding the crazy train with me?
Yeah, you know what?
Guys.
You know what, Tony?
Yep.
I'm going to do you like they did with the Joseph and trade you to one.
Oh, boom. All right, guys. Let's
but you
on
know
to
who's
going to
be the VP of one?
Red.
He won't mind it.
Yeah. Lightsaber.
Yeah, I'll be
do
the
it.
Tallest one in one FC.
No, no. You know, Pam was telling us he was going to be the vice president of one FC. Hashtag one.
Cue the music.
Misha Tate. Yeah, cue the music.
What?
Lightsaber. Misha Tate.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Let's get into this right now.
Are you guys serious or are you joking?
No, for real.
That's news.
And
yeah,
stereo.
Darn.
Okay.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
May I just say something about that? Please, may I just say something about
please.
That? And
yes.
I've used this joke too many times, so Junkie Nation, I apologize. But Mr. Johnny Nunez, you've taken everything I've worked for, Mother Trucker.
Is that what I say?
You know what? Let's stop this right now because Juan is making some moves, man. We should pay attention to what Juan is doing. And not only because, you know, they got Dimitri Johnson, probably one of the best front fighters ever. They got Eddie Alvarez. Misha Tate is going to be vice president up there. She's moving to Singapore. She's in Singapore as we speak, looking for a place to live. It looks like Sesh Norcor is also in conversation with Juan.
Thank you.
So, you know, Juan is making some moves. And a lot of rumors are there that DAZN is going to get a streaming deal with Juan also. So they're making some freaking moves, man.
Yeah. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about the potential trade with Demetrius Johnson and Ben Askren going to the UFC, and, of course, Demetrius Johnson going to one. Of course, subsequently, as you guys have mentioned earlier on in the show, apparently the UFC is going to drop that 125 division, which I did forecast 2 to 3 weeks ago. Which we forecasted, you know, months and months ago. If you're listening to this show, and if you're a longtime listener, you know that we talked about this SHIT. One is doing some major things Marco, but again, as I mentioned last week or maybe the week before, I think this is all showmanship to allow someone else to compete, make it look like someone else is competing, yada, yada, yada. What I really wanted to get to, ladies and gentlemen, is the big news of the day, in my opinion, is that, as mentioned a couple of weeks ago by myself on this show, Brock Lesnar, the news about Brock Lesnar fighting DC kind of dropped off. We got that Derek Lewis fight versus DC, Marco. And now we're hearing DJ Tony that Brock Lesnar has, again, re-upped with the WWE, of course, because the particular champion at this time can no longer carry on that championship because he has got leukemia. And Roman Reigns, unfortunately, we have to send our prayers out to him and you know, hope that he can get over it, this particular thing yet again. Marco, I'm sure you have more info on this than we all do. So let's start with you on this particular piece of news, because I thought it was the best place to start, because Marco, we were promised, remember, after Daniel Cormier beat the longest reigning champ in UFC history, we were promised this big fight against Brock Lesnar in DC. So what you got going on here, brother? What are your thoughts on this?
So, yeah, it's no news that Brock Lesnar rehab, especially after Roman Reigns went away. Because, of course, they offered Brock Lesnar a ton of freaking money, like millions and millions of dollars.
They had right?
Yeah, well, no surprise, you know, it was right after this piece of garbage show, Crown Jewel, that did in Saudi Arabia. That, by the way, they got paid like $40 million for it. So they got cash to freaking burn to pay Brock Lesnar for something like this. And I cannot blame the guy. I mean, Jesus Christ, you know, you're in this world to make a living and to make as much money as possible. And the guy's smart when it comes to making business deal. Now, a caveat of this contract, and I think Dave Meltzer was the one that reported this, is that he got a clause on the freaking contract that he will be able to actually take a fight in the UFC while he's still under contract with the WWE. I mean, Brock Lesnar is not a full-time wrestler. He's a part-timer. He shows up like once a month, if that, you know, to defend the quote-unquote title once a month on one of their big pay-per-views, and he might make one appearance on Monday Night Raw just to promote that one appearance on the pay-per-view. So it's not like he's like 7 days a week committed to freaking pro wrestling. So he's going to have plenty of time to get himself ready for the fight. He's been looking very trim lately, you know. I guess he's still in the USADA pool, so he has to look very trim.
Is he?
He actually looks very, very trim compared to like the behemoth that he's supposed to look on the WWE. He walked around on the WWE around 310, but now like a lot of reports say he's walking around 285 or something. Like that was his fighting walk around weight before he started the cut to 265. So yeah. And the UFC has not come out and said that the fight is off. Because, like I said, there is a clause in the contract that will allow Brock Lesnar to get this fight. Cormier hasn't commented on it, you know, because I guess they're telling him this fight is still a go. And you know what? Leave Cormier fight Brock. Let him make money, man. No hate on this fight. And remember, for better or worse, Brock Lesnar was a freaking former UFC champion, a national champion in amateur wrestling, a two-time JUCO national champion. So it's not like the guy got no skills. So don't hate on that. Don't hate on the fight. You can hate on everything in part of the politics, because I don't think he deserved to be a number one contender. I don't think he deserved any media title shot. But if you get him all done, you know, Cormier, because according to him, it's his last fight. You know, let him make all the money he can before he turns 40. And let's take the fight for what it is, man.
Okay, Tony, I don't know if we've gotten the numbers back. Marco, do you know if we've got pay-per-view numbers back for Daniel Cormier versus Derek Lewis?
Not yet, man. The rumor is that the pay-per-view actually did pretty good. And I mean, no, like, you know, Conor McGregor good, but for a regular pay-per-view, I think he did better than the Stipe versus Daniel Cormier. Okay,
so we don't actually have any proof of that, though. That's just speculation.
No, Dave Meltzer hasn't come out with the hard numbers yet. You know, Dave Meltzer is the prospect when it comes to those numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's not talk about it until we know. So, DJ Tony, I'm gonna throw it. Sorry, you're gonna go off to Pam. Pam, same question to you. Okay, we had this, you know, hoopla in the cage after DC knocked out Stipe. We just had DC versus the Black Beast, and you know, DC stomped the Black Beast. You know, it seemed like a squash match. It seemed like something that they were putting together real quickly, kind of scrambling to get a main event for MSG. And then now this news about Brock Lesnar comes out and is kind of confirmed. Yes, Brock Lesnar may have something in his contract that may allow him to fight in the UFC while he's under contract with the WWE. But, you know, you saw it as a bitch, right, Pam? You know that they show up every morning at your door at 6 a.m. maybe. What do you think? What are your thoughts on this? And do you think that Brock Lesnar DC fight actually happens? Or do you think we go a different way?
I don't know. Truthfully, I don't know why they were trying to make this fight in the first place.
Good point.
Technically, Stipe should be having a rematch. It's what it should be, you know, technically. But I told you when we were there at the fight and you see him walking out from, you know, where the fighters walk out, and everybody's like, why is this dude here? So it was something that Dana had planned all along. Now, we have to even wonder if he's even going to pass any of the USADA test or, you know, screening. Is he even going to pass that? You know,
he'll pass.
Boom, boom. Rim shot for Tony. Good one.
But, you know, so is he even going to be cleared for that? So I don't know. I mean, to me, it's a very convenient how all of a sudden, hey, well, because I don't really keep up with WWE, but I did know that the guy had leukemia. But so that's a story that broke out, what, about a month ago. So now it just seems funny how it's, all of a sudden now he's going to go back, you know, and fight for the championship. So it's a fight that I really don't want to see, but I think now that we have to wait and see what happens with the Jones and Gustafson fight.
Right.
You know,
that's a great point. I mean, Pam, just to go on what you just said there. I mean, if John Jones loses that fight, I mean, the money fight disappears, right? Both fights disappear. Maybe they get Brock Lesnar back if John Jones loses, right?
Well, Lesnar, he was talking shit about that. He would fight Brock Lesnar, so let him fight Brock Lesnar. I mean, two cheats can fight each other. Let two cheaters fight. That'll be good.
Okay, DJ Tony.
I want to ask you something real quick. And this has nothing to do with meritocracy, because we all agree that in the meritocracy, Stipe should be the fighter. You know, we know that Brock Lesnar is going to make $10 million to show up a fight. We know Cormier is going to break on the neighborhood of $8 to $10 million too. You don't want Cormier to get payment? Anybody here disagree that Cormier will get paid fighting Brock Lesnar?
I think he'd get paid fighting John Jones again, though, too, man. He'd get paid.
According to Daniel Cormier himself, he was there on UFC 200 when Brock Lesnar was the co-main event. He got pay-per-view points for fighting Anderson Silva because Brock Lesnar was there, and he said he got paid. He got paid even more than what he got paid with John Jones. I mean, it's comparable, and I agree. I understand. But if he can have the fight and retires, I want the John Jones fight, don't get me wrong. Meritocracy. Stipe, John Jones are the fights that make sense. But if Cormier that won this fight, he won this fight. He was promoting the stupid fight after he beat Derek Lewis. If he wants it, why don't you just want him to have it? Let the guy get paid and retire and march into the sunset of one of the greatest ever. I'm not mad about it, man. And I, for whatever reason, let's say lying in a strike and Brock win the fight. Don't you see you can convince freaking Daniel Cormier to come back and have a rematch for another big payday?
shit, man.
Okay, guys, we have literally 5 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to ask that you both just let DJ Tony speak here. And I just want to bring up the fact that Marco did pick Derek Lewis against DC. DJ Tony. DJ Tony, please, the floor is yours.
Oh, sorry. Let's see. One-way ticket to Singapore, please. Sorry, I'm on the Singapore Airlines website. Sorry, guys. I just want to listen. I want to say it's been a nice ride, you guys. I appreciate you all being on that on Amp Radio. I'm turning this over to Proteus. Nice job, guys. I'm moving to Singapore. Have a great day, guys.
Following Misha Tate all the way to Singapore.
No, Tony. You know, I will say this, though. By the way, $12,000 to fly to Singapore via
first
class. Ouch.
Yeah.
So from SFO. Here's the thing, guys. Listen, I don't know who Roman Reigns is. I've seen him in various commercials. I've seen him in a few things. I'm not 12 years old, so I don't watch professional wrestling. My heart goes out to Roman Reigns. I mean, honestly, I mean, a battle with leukemia. I hope and pray that everything works out for him. That's, to me,
second
the bigger
time,
story.
Second
yeah,
time.
Second
is
time.
It really?
Yeah.
Darn.
Yeah, second time. Wow. It reoccurred. It's coming back again. Yeah. Anyways, Mark, please, guys, just let Tony finish his thing, please. Everybody else got a chance to talk.
I will say this. Listen, I don't want to see the DC John Jones fight again. I think we know how it's going to end. I mean, if that's really what we want to see, I hope Daniel Cormier rides off into the sunset and does whatever he's going to do. The rumors is that he's going to have some sort of Michael Strahan type job coming up. I hope that works out for him. Get out of fighting, do something else with your life. But I do think it's probably inevitable that Brock Lesnar comes out. Maybe they do some stupid thing with that fake belt and whatever. Who the hell knows? Listen, my thoughts and prayers are with Roman Reigns. I can't help but think of that, Proteus. With all that,
yeah.
The real fight is Roman Reigns' health and again, I have no idea who this guy is. I know what he looks like, but I don't know who he really is. But I just hope that somehow, some way, he's able to fight leukemia for the second time and hope he does well. Everything else is trivial, right?
Yeah, no, I think that it's very important to note that all of this has come about because, again, Roman Reigns is dealing with a very, very serious issue. You know, leukemia is not a joke. And, again, if it reoccurs a second time, yeah, we've got something going on. Maybe taking a break and not being on that that schedule that the WWE makes their fighters go on will help him. As Marco had mentioned, you know, Brock Lesnar will not have to have that kind of a schedule. He's kind of special, as we know, whether it's in MMA or it's in the WWE. He only fights a couple of times. And I had said this originally when we talked about it, that I didn't think that Brock Lesnar was going to make this fight with DC happen. He already had violated the Nevada State Athletic Commission ban on him by being in the cage when he pushed DC. Not only was he not supposed to be in the cage, he wasn't supposed to be touching a fighter. So I didn't think that this particular fight would go through. Yes, it's the biggest money at that time, Marco, when it was announced. It was the biggest fight for Daniel Cormier. As I've said previously on this show, I do not believe that's the biggest fight for Daniel Cormier anymore. I think that the rematch against Stipe is definitely one that we need to continue to look at because that probably needs to happen in the heavyweight division before Daniel Cormier retires. Just going back to the Jones-Gustafson fight, we need to see what happens there. If Jones actually wins and dusts Gustafson, we do need to see Jones versus DC3. I would like to see Stipe versus DC2 before we see that Jones fight, but I think that Jones is a huge name, a huge draw, and as you mentioned earlier on, Marco, it is about making money, and I think Jones versus DC3 is the one to make. All right, guys, we are at the hour mark. I'm going to go ahead and throw to Pam for a guilty pleasure of the week or a Twitter follow of the week. So, Pam, what do you got?
Well, I am still on my 90-day fiancé kick. Oh my gosh, trash TV at its finest. I love it. Y'all should watch it. Love it. Love it.
All right. All right. No, I don't believe that I need to watch that at all. Tony, you're going to have the music in later, or should I just keep going?
Keep going.
Okay. Tony, do you have a Twitter follow of the week, or do you have a guilty pleasure that you want to get out to us? What you got?
I do, guys. My Twitter follow of the week, and if you haven't seen this video, you want to see Holly Holm in the gym doing a handstand and...
Oh, boy.
It's just a thing of beauty. You just watch that a few times. Add the lightsaber later. I also want to give a follow. And honestly, you guys brought this up before, but I'm still impressed. And I know, Proteus, you're not a big fan of Brendan Peter Schaub, but shout out to Brendan Schaub, man. Like Marco mentioned, his son is battling a little bit of epilepsy seizures there. But most important, and obviously his son is extremely important, but stepping up to pay Ray Borg's son numerous brain surgeries, or at least that one, I'm sorry, that's shout out to Brendan Schaub for that.
And I believe Joe Rogan mentioned on his latest, yesterday's podcast with Dale Earnhardt Jr., that, you know, Big Brown has been giving his done a little bit of CBD oil, which has gotten that condition under control. And yes, as you mentioned, the Big Brown stepping up for Ray Borg. As I mentioned earlier on in this show, when he was on Joe Rogan's show, and you know, the anguish in his voice, it spoke to me as a father. You know, anybody who has a child who has any kind of issue, I mean, I'm right on board with that. So, yeah, shout out to Big Brown on that one. My follow of the week is going to be a Instagram follow of the week. I got to give a shout out to my boy. Not only is he my friend, but he's also my goldsmith, Savory Steven. He's follow him on Instagram. He posts a lot of his work and the things that he does with you know, metallurgy and goldsmithing. So check him out. As I mentioned, Savory Steven on Instagram. Check him out. He's the man. Marco, we got this right this week, so why don't you go ahead and get us out of here. Guilty pleasure of the week, Twitter follow of the week. What you got, brother?
My guilty pleasure of the week is The Degenerates on Netflix. If you like dirty comedy, Joey Tocadillas is featured on this Netflix special. Watch it. It's dirty, gritty, nasty comedy, but you love the ass off. Check The Degenerates. So follow Tony, I am DJ Tony. Follow Produce on the Produce. Follow Pam at Pandora Box. Follow me at Valdo Marco. Follow the show at Another MMA Cast. Read and review a Snack of Headquarters on Google Play, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Find us, leave a comment, you know, be nice, give us 5 stars, whatever. Try this weekend in Denver, Colorado, November 10th. Happy Dublin Marines. We're going to leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fight.
And just like that, Tammy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.